Yeah, this one is going to be interesting. There are about nine to a dozen small bubbles right next to the eject port, and then about the same number right in the center of the convex portion of it.
Roger, Ron. We didn't copy your answer to our question about any bubbles in the lineal.
No, I didn't get the question on that. In the lineal unit, there are no bubbles whatsoever.
Roger, thank you.
And there might have been a very slight movement. Matter of fact, I can see just a very slight movement even now. The particles in there, they're still lined up in the direction, essentially, though. Although it looks like some of them may have deviated from the front of the lineal unit back toward the center, or toward the back of the lineal unit, as you call it. You know, I missed the 2 minute start time there, but I can keep track of it here. So we'll start the deck, and then I'll turn this below at 2:45.
Okay, we got a hack on it, Ron. If you've started it, we started our clock.
Okay. You know, just for a future reference here, if we like to do things in zero G and without jarring or jiggling, we want to make sure that the switch actuates with a minimum of pressure.
Roger, good point.
Okay, that's just now starting to develop, look like circular cells, great big ones. And then some of the bigger ones are subdividing now.
Okay, we
bigger
got that.
Ones are even, some of them are even getting bigger. One of them is about 3/4 of an inch in diameter, and it hasn't divided yet at all.
Those are real good comments, Ron. I was just in talking with the experimenters, and if you've got nothing else to do, giving us some sizes of those cells would certainly be very beneficial.
Okay. Okay, frame 27 was taken in an elapsed time of about 4 minutes.
Okay, we got that.
Okay, we got that. Stu, this is Jack. I was taking the pictures. I took four pictures about 20 seconds apart. The sequence just after he started it. and that ended with, or started with frame 26.
Okay, frame 26 for four frames.
Okay, that one cell I spoke of that was about 3/4 of an inch in diameter, and now is about an inch long and maybe 3/4 of an inch wide. All of the cells seem to be bigger in general. They're bigger this time. There's two small ones at about an eighth of an inch in along one side. The other one is a half inch, a quarter of an inch, a half inch, and then a circular. When you get around the outside annulus of the cup, then you start getting circular sides instead of straight sides. All of the flow comes from a little center spot and flows outward from the center toward the outside of the cells.
Okay.
In this case, all of the bubbles have disappeared except two.
Ron, is the smallest cell you see about an eighth of an inch across?
The smallest cell I see is a four-sided one. It looks like a diamond. And it's an eighth of an inch on one side, an eighth of an inch on the other side, and maybe 3/16 on the other two sides.
Okay, that sounds, that's a good description, Ron. I know on mine some of the smaller ones didn't show up in the film, and we were not sure what size they are, so you might, before you quit, bracket the smallest of the biggest cells by your estimate of the size.
This is Apollo Control at 46 hours, 10 minutes. Apollo 17 is 150,976 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a speed of 3,375 feet per second.
We had a drop in our signal strength there, and we did get your last comment about the orientation. We missed some comment about the frame numbers, I think, came from Jack.
Okay, something's a little different on this one here. Right at the top of the flow circle, it looks just like a finger. It's a curved surface that goes out and almost touches the circumference of the dish, and it looks just like if you're holding your finger up and looking at it. It's that type of a shape to it. Comes back down, and it's about a half an inch wide. The flow again emanates from a source that is almost on the fingertip, you might say.
Okay, we copy.
Okay, somehow that fingertip finally touched the complete circumference, and the tip of the finger disappeared.
Okay.
Okay, my small 1/8 inch or 1/8 of an inch sided diamond joined with another one now. And one side of the diamond is gone. I still have three sides of the diamond. And the fourth side of the diamond, the upper right-hand corner of the diamond, you might say, has disappeared and goes on with another little square, a rectangle. One end of the rectangle is about 3/16 of an inch long. The other two sides are about 3/8 of an inch long.
Ron, what's the location of that diamond and rectangle in the circular dish? And is it near the edge or is it toward the center?
They're almost. No, it's almost in the center. Towards the center, almost in the center. On the left edge, as you look at the piece of equipment, as you're looking at it, there are absolutely no patterns at all. There is a flow. You can see a stream of. Whoops, I get up there and start looking at it, and I blew on it when I was talking. You can see a stream of flow from the circumference in toward the outer group of cells. The outer group of cells is at least half an inch from the circumference at that point.
Okay, Ron, we copying all that?
Yeah, I think there's a general migration of the cells kind of toward the bottom of the circle, if you want to look at it that way. They seem to be stretching kind of in that direction, too.
Okay, you're saying that's toward minus X?
The first thing. No, toward the plus Y, as you're looking at it.
Okay, they're migrating toward plus Y.
I'm trying to make all directions with respect to the right side up of the equipment, you know.
Okay, we've got you.
And the first finger I talked about was at 12 o'clock. It has joined the edge now and almost disappeared. Their second finger was still essentially the way it was, is getting slightly closer to the edge. There's maybe, less than a 32nd of an inch between the tip of the finger and the edge, and it goes out at 2 o'clock. Okay, from 3 o'clock on around to about 7 o'clock, the cells, it's in a shadow, and I can't see for sure if they're touching the edge or not, but it looks like they're probably essentially touching the edge.
Okay.
And then from 7 o'clock on around to 12 o'clock again, none of the cells are touching the edge at all. And they're on average of 3/8 of an inch from the outside circumference.
Okay, we're getting all that, Ron. And Ron, we'd like to verify that the fluid is up to the second baffle.
That's verified. It's up to the second baffle.
Okay.
All I had to do was start it in one position, and as soon as I started it in one position, it whipped all the way around it. From the point I started, it went all the way around in both directions.
Okay, that sounds beautiful. That ought to be a good data point for something.
Yeah, right. I think in the low flow here, evidently things are even a little bit slower than they were in the high heat rate. But my little diamond now is almost joined with the rectangle, and I think given half a chance, it's tending to go into another five-sided figure.
Okay, we copy.
As we're cooling down, the flow patterns tend to join together so far. The ones in the outer periphery dissolve into straight lines. Straight lines emanating in a radial direction from the center of the circle.